Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Now, last night on the TV show on Claire Byrne Live, I spoke to relatives of Shane McGeough, who's living in Australia. Shane has been diagnosed with incurable cancer and his mother, Kathy, hasn't been allowed to travel to see him because of Australia's strict travel rules. And Serena Gavin was on with Kathy last night, and Serena is Shane's cousin and is on the line now. Good morning, Serena.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I think you broke everybody's hearts last night. Poor Kathy, all she wanted to do was to go and be with her boy and his partner and his little girl, who's only two, in the midst of this devastating news that they've had. She wasn't allowed to travel because of the strict COVID travel rules in Australia, but you had some news overnight.
Overnight, Kathy got word, she got an email from the Home Office in Australia to say that her travel exemption has been approved.
Okay.
So it's an extra step closer. Every time we get one of these little steps, it's great for us. You know, yesterday morning it was the visa. During the night, then last night, it's the travel exemption. So now it's on to the flights. The only downside on it, Claire, is that Mary was refused the travel exemption. Mary is Michelle's mother. So it means that Kathy, at the minute, will probably have to go herself. And we're going to try and follow up with Mary and try and reapply and get Mary to be able to go over as well, to be able to help out the family.
Was Mary actually refused the exemption, or has she just not heard yet?
No, she was refused the exemption. Yeah, we got an email as well to say that she was refused the exemption.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will Kathy be nervous travelling on her own?
Kathy is very, very nervous, but she just needs to be with Shane at the minute. So we're going to try and do everything we can to get help throughout the various airports that you will have to travel through. You know, a few travel agents have come on and said that they will help us with that. I'm actually on my break at work at the minute, and I'm online here looking up flights to see can we get flights, and I'm having no joy. It's just very difficult.
Okay.
But like the other things, we're hoping this will fall into place for us, and we will get her out there as soon as possible.
So I know you were saying last night you were looking at flights going through the UK and so on, but as you look there now this morning, you can't see anything.
No, at the minute, no, it's just coming up, no flights and that. I've only just got word in the last few hours that Kathy had got the exemption, so it's back into looking at flights now, and I'm in work at the minute, so I'm just on my break here trying to look. So it's a job for me all afternoon now, just to try and work on getting her the flight over, and hopefully in suit we get Mary to follow, if we can get her travel exemption through.
Well, it'd be great if anyone who is listening to this who is in a position to help could give you a help,
absolutely.
Help with that, because I know how difficult it is. Have you heard from Shane and Michelle since the programme went out last night?
No, we haven't heard from them yet, but I know they were very overwhelmed with the whole lot. I've had lots of messages from people from Ireland in Australia on Facebook who have messaged me and said that they were watching it and all that. And Shane had said at the time he wasn't just going to watch it live last night, so I'm sure he has watched it since. But we've had a massive response. I mean, our phones have been going with support, text messages, support, and all that, and it's amazing. So it is. We're so delighted, and you know, I have also contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs. Minister Darren O'Rourke is a neighbour of ours and has been assisting us in the last week or so as well with this. And he got us a contact in the Department of Foreign Affairs to look for their help as well. So I have emailed them, and we're waiting on word back from that as well.
Serena, just this travel exemption that came through overnight, does that mean that Kathy won't have to quarantine when she gets to Australia?
No, as far as we're aware, she will still have to quarantine when she does get to Australia.
There's a problem, isn't there, with space, quarantine space?
There is a problem with quarantine space, so that's something that we will have to look into as well when we're looking up the flights. So in that respect, if there's anybody out there that can help us with this and you know, inform us on what we need to do, you know, it's all alien to us as well, and we're learning every day from this. We would really appreciate anybody's help who can help us with it. But we're of the understanding that at the minute, when we do get Kathy to Australia, that she will have to quarantine for 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, we're hoping we can get her direct into Adelaide so that she won't be in Perth or anywhere else on her own. Do you know what I mean? That we're hoping we can get her into Adelaide, that at least, even if she was in a hotel room, that maybe Shane and Michelle could go up and wave at the window at her or whatever to keep her company, you know,
okay,
for the 2 weeks.
And Shane has started, or is just about to start, the 6 week treatment?
Shane is starting tomorrow, so he's starting Wednesday with his radium. So The treatment is quite quick every day. It's a 15-minute procedure every day of radium, and his chemo is by tablet, so he's able to take that from home. So he'd be in the hospital 5 days a week for 6 weeks.
Okay. But yeah. The situation isn't good, Serena.
The situation is not good, no.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, look, what you need is you have the exemption, you have the visa, you need a seat on a plane, and you need help with the quarantine on the other side for Kathy.
Yes,
in order
absolutely,
for her to see her son and be with her granddaughter and be with Michelle as well and help get them through this.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Serena, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're on your
break from work. No problem.
Serena Gavin.
Thank you very much for
there.
Everything.
We're going to be finding out more about COVID booster shots in a moment.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.